There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Wednesday, April 25th edition. Hope everybody's Tuesday was very, very solid for you as we enter the middle of the week. We have a 4-game early, 8-game main slate. We will be breaking down the 8-game main slate. 4-game early is not that appetizing. You got Scherzer in San Francisco. Okay. You got Coors Field in play, and then you got just a dumpster fire all around it. You have King Felix versus James Shields, a total of 9.5. And you got Tropiano versus Verlander. So you could differentiate, I guess, and go Verlander instead of Scherzer. But then you got Samardzija versus Scherzer. I don't mind Samardzija in that matchup. So it's just all over the place. Tropiano's been good, but it's the Astros. I'm treading lightly in that slate if I play it at all. If you have any questions, come to the Sports DJ in Slack chat, and I will answer them throughout the day. We'll break it down as lineups come out. Let's talk about the evening slate, and it sucks because we got a couple games that won't be on the slate. You got Twins and Yankees, Braves and Reds will not be on the slate because they're in that little 6 o'clock Eastern time frame for kids, which I get it, but it sucks for DFS purposes because we're missing out on a lot of really, really good games. Our 8-game main slate we get to look at, you got D-backs at Phillies, total of 7. Tigers, Pirates, it's a double dip, so I don't believe that is on the schedule. No, it is. No, I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, it's not on the DK slate unless they changed it overnight on me without telling me, which they did not. So, yep, just the 8 gamer. Sorry, that threw me off for a second from last night's research. We got Rays, Orioles at 7.5, Red Sox, Blue Jays 8.5, Cubs, Indians 8, Marlins, Dodgers 7, A's, Rangers 10.5, Brewers, Royals 9, Mets, Cardinals 8.5. So as you can see, you're going to target like the last 3 games I mentioned and the Red Sox, Blue Jays with your bats, and you'll go elsewhere for the most part. Real quick with your weather, this is where it sucks. We're going to have to really pay attention because we saw how it was an up-and-down mess on Tuesday. Thursday could or Wednesday could bring a lot of the same. Like D-backs, Phillies, at game time you have 60% chances and it goes up through the next few hours. And then, you know, if they can wait 3 or 4 hours, it dies off again. So we'll see, and maybe that changes. That's just early forecast. Rays, Orioles, same thing. It's like 70 to 80% chances for the first couple hours, then it dies off. Red Sox, Jays, they can close the roof. Cubs, Indians, it's blowing in hard from left field at 14 miles an hour with like 7 to 10% chances of rain. A's, Rangers, blowing out hard to center at 12 miles an hour with like 15% chances of rain. So that could, you know, in Dallas, that means just like really scattered thunderstorms. You don't know what you're going to get. Mets, Cardinals, you got 15 to 20% chances of rain. And then Brewers, Royals, again, 15 to 20% chances. So a lot of 15 to 20% chances, that's going to make things really, really freaking ridiculous as the day goes on. So we're going to keep close eye on that. And this might be one of those nights, if you want to take a day off, go take a day off. Because, you know, the pitching is very suspect to begin with. And when you got weather like that, it just makes things really, really difficult. So let's get into your 8-game slate. Let's get into the pitching. Your top price pitcher on the evening action for $14,000. The highest guy we've had all year. Clayton Kershaw of the Los Angeles Dodgers at home against the Miami Marlins. It's kind of a late afternoon ball game there. It's 4:35 Pacific time, 7:35 Eastern. He'll get some nice shadow effect kicking into play. But Kershaw, you know, he hasn't been the dominating Kershaw. He's on one great start against Arizona. He's got 7 innings in every start. But he last started against Washington, 10.4 points, and 40.6 against Arizona. That's what you're going to need in this game against Miami, because for 14K, you're going to need a boatload of points. I only like him on this slate because the pitching's bad. It's really like there's so many gigantic question marks across the slate that I do like him at 14,000. It just depends on how much do you want to spend on pitchers, where do you want to match him up. But you can make it work. I made 3 lineups last night, 2 had Kershaw. You can do it. It's just what level of bats do you like to have? Greinke at 10K. I don't mind him, but I'm going to wait because he hasn't had really more than – he's basically a 20 DK guy at the most this year. He had 25 his first start, but then 5-9, 21, 19-4. He's shown the ability to get – he's given up at least one home run in every game. So if you want to target some Phillies, totally okay with that as well. You can look into that as an option. So I'm going to stay away from Arrieta. I'd rather pay up or come down. My next guy is Trevor Bauer at 9,000. Again, there's going to be a ton of risks on this slate with pitchers. You got the Chicago Cubs, who are striking out at a solid 21%. Bauer is 26% K rate and a 46% ground ball rate, which really gets my attention. On the season, you know, he had 16.4 at Baltimore, but then 23.8 at Detroit, or home against Detroit, 27 against Kansas City. He's got you 6 Ks or more in every start, 7 and 3 or 4. Good ground ball to fly ball, which we mentioned already. Can't give up the long ball from time to time, but he has that good K upside, which you're looking for in these type of matchups. The Cubs team total is 3.85, lefties 344, righties 0.307. So Bauer's definitely a guy I don't mind at 9,000 to give a gamble on. Chicago went nuts on Tuesday, so people will be scared off. So I think it's a very intriguing play there. A guy I really do like, and I've been on the hater train, but he showed me a ton last time out. And I'm kind of believing what I saw, because you kind of saw a hint of it throughout the beginning of the season. But Jake Arrieta at 8,500 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. See, Greinke's upside's nice because the K's will be there against Philadelphia, so you can take that gamble if you want. The same works out for Arrieta, who's come off 7 shutout innings with 10 K's against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, I don't know if we're expecting that so much, but Arizona strikes out 26.2% of the time. So you match that with the strikeout rate and ground ball rate of Arrieta. It's a very nice spot at $8,500. If he reverts back to his old ways, so be it. But the D-backs have a 3.43 total, which is second lowest on the night slate. Lefties 341, righties 265. I like Arrieta quite a bit at $8,500, so I'll be taking some chunks of him in my lineups as well. As you go down some more, you got Eduardo Rodriguez of the Boston Red Sox at $7,600. Yeah, E-Rod can be, you know, temperamental at times, but his last two starts where he's gone 6 innings in each start, 19.9 and 27.3, it's at the Angels and at home against Baltimore, two teams that can definitely hit the long ball. He's got 5 Ks and 8 Ks in those two starts. He's got 7 or more in 3 or 4 starts, but he's limited the damage indeed. And, you know, if you get me around 20 points at 7,600, I'm all aboard that train. And you talk about the Toronto Blue Jays, they strike out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. So you go with a 26.2% K rate of E-Rod. That's very, very solid. Does give up a ton of fly balls, so that will be a concern. But at $76 on this slate, does give you some leverage. The Jays a 4.1 total, middle of the pack on the day. Lefties 325, righties 310. So E-Rod at 76. He's always a concern to walk guys. That is in his career has been a concern. He's been better this year to start things out. So I will give him a chance. We've seen Toronto, they can just drop bombs all day, but at the same time, we've seen them scuffle quite a bit, and those strikeouts can be tremendous. He gives up a couple runs, but still gets you 7, 8, 9 strikouts. You get it to go. You saw Porcello go 6 innings, 9 Ks on Tuesday, so E-Rod at 76 is a guy I'm definitely taking a look at. And the last guy, it's a retake from yesterday because it was rained out, but Jake Faria, still $6,300, is way too cheap. I kind of broke him down yesterday. So his first two starts of the year were ugly. Were against Boston. Mentioned that. Since then, though, against Philly, 21-6. Texas, 23-9. 5 1/3, 6. Giving up one run in both. And the biggest thing is his Ks were back up. Boston, A, doesn't strike out a ton. And Faria was just mixing up and missing with his new pitches. He got 6 and 7 Ks in his last two. So you go up against a Baltimore team that has Trey Mancini returning, but it lost Tim Beckham. So it does have a little more pop, but still a lot of strikeouts. And whoever's taking Beckham spots, not going to be very good. So when you take a look at, again, recapping yesterday, Baltimore strikes out 26.7% of the time, so it goes very well with Faria in that matchup. And they have a 3.98 total, lefties 274, righties 316. So it's a reverse splits thing. So if you want to target like Machado's of the world, I get it. But I like Faria at 63. Nice cheap option. It's the 6 lowest total on the slate out of the 16 on tap. So Faria at 63 is someone I'm definitely taking a look at. So recapping your pitching on this 8-game slate, you got Kershaw up top by himself. In kind of the middle-ish price range, I got Arrieta 1, Bauer 2. I can see the appeal for Greinke if you want it. He hasn't shown that big boy upside just yet. And then down below, I got Faria 1, Erod 2. So those are the kind of the pitching I'm looking at. Mix and match as you please, because all these guys have kind of, you know, scars, as some people could say, some issues. But all have upside. These guys have some big K upside, which is what I'm looking for on a slate that can be messy like this. Give me the Ks. And again, watch the weather, because this, to me, this is not a night to go big at all. It's kind of, you know, have a little fun if you want, take the night off, but watch the weather, because, you know, 15%, they usually play through that, but we've seen times when, like, oh, it's just too cold, so they don't play, so nothing would surprise me. Let's get into your bats on this 8-game slate, but before we do so, let me talk to you about Draft, one of the best new ways to play fantasy sports. You draft in under 5 minutes, snake-style drafts. Once you draft, you walk away, it's a piece of cake. Unless you know there's a guy not in the lineup or a rainout, it gives you an alert. Just like yesterday, I got an alert on a couple different guys, and it lets you swap them out for whoever's left in the player pool. And because you only take 2 outfielders, 2 infielders / DHs and a pitcher, there's always a ton of players to pick from. It makes it a ton of fun. You draft, you hold, you walk away. Use promo code SDSports when you check out on your first deposit, and you get free entry into a free $3 tournament. It is a ton of fun. Let me know how you like it. Let me know if you have any questions. I'll help you out with it. But go to Draft in your app store or go to draft.com. Use promo code SDSports when you check out. Get free entry to $3 tournament. Man, talk too fast, it'll get you. But that's how fast the drafts go on Draft. It's a blast. And you will really, really enjoy it. Let's talk about bats on this 8-game slate. You got Yasmani Grandal against Richards in L.A., just remember, our buddy Dog on Twitter brought up a great point a while back with a Giants game. This West Coast start time, you're going to get some shadows in those ballparks, so it'll make hitting a little more difficult, but it's not the end-all, be-all, but it could sometimes turns out to be a very interesting factor, so it's something to remember. You got the Dodgers, which should have a good total of 5.11, lefties 355, righties 425 off Trevor Richards, so Grandal at 38 could be a nice high-priced catcher. A guy I like and a team I like are the Cardinals tonight. Yadi Molina against Steven Matz at 3,700. Yadi's been swinging a really, really hot bat. St. Louis team total of 4-5. Lefty's 324. Righty's 367 off Steven Matz. So Yadi, I like a ton at 3,700. That's a guy if I'm paying up, that's one of my favorite targets up top. I mentioned it in this SD Slack chat yesterday when the Royals lineup dropped. I'm like, oh, guys, look, Salvi Perez is back. He makes for a good play. Well, he went Ding Dong City in his first game. So he's a guy to keep an eye on again against Jalice Chacin. When you're looking at the Royals, you're looking at left-handed bats versus Chacin. That's what we always talk about. They have a 4-4 total. Lefties 347, righties 274. So it might not be the best of places for Salvador Perez, but it is an intriguing one against Chacin, who just isn't that good. Wilson Ramos, you mentioned Tampa Bay yesterday versus Alex Cobb. You definitely like this play. They have a low total, but the game has a low total. That's my only thing, because Cobb's been absolutely horrible to start the year. Lefty's 314, righty's 325. So Ramos at 31 makes for a good play as well. The farther down you go, like a Yan Gomes against John Lester. Lester could definitely get hit. I'm not a Lester fan at all. Indians have a 415 total. Lefty's 247, but righty's 340. Gives up a lot of thump to right-handed bats. So Yan Gomes at 3K is in play as well. Other than that, you know, like Alex Avila's been garbage, but he's 29. If you need someone down there, a little farther, Bruce Maxwell, if he gets to start for Oakland against Dougie Fister, I don't mind that at all at 2,700. When you look at the A's, they have a nice total as well at 5.16. It's the second highest total behind Texas on this slate. Lefty's 357, righty's 285, so Maxwell at 27 makes for a very nice punt play in your Kershaw lineups. Let's go to first base. You got Goldie at 5K. It's not bad. Eric Thames, day-to-day at 48. If he cracks the lineup, it's a good play. Milwaukee's team total is 4-6. Lefty's 320. Righty's 324. First Jason Hamill. So Thames at 48 could be a very solid play. Hanram at 46. I don't mind. He had another nice night last night. I think 13 more points. We look at Boston, a 4-4 total. Lefties, 354. Righties, 352 versus Aaron Sanchez. So Hanram at 46 is in play. You got Belly Bombs at 45. Edwin's an intriguing play because he's off to a really, really slow start. We just mentioned the power that Lester gives up to righty. So Edwin at 44 could get well overlooked. But if you don't want to pay up in those prices, a guy like Matt Olson at 53 versus Pfister, that's the highest total on the evening slate. The A's have the second highest total on the slate. He's coming off of back-to-back double-digit games. It means he might be heating up finally after kind of a rocky start. Not a horrible start. He's still hitting 284, 3 homers, 11 RBIs, 784 OPS. He's playing well. But at 4,300, big-time upside in that matchup there. In that same matchup, you got a guy like Joey Gallo, first-base outfield eligible at 4,100. He's another guy that's been heating up double-digit games and back-to-back outings. They have the highest total on the slate at 5,34. Lefties 340, righties 370 versus Kendall Graveman. So Joey Gallo's another solid-looking play at 4,100. You go down, you got Jose Martinez of the Cardinals versus Mats at 38. We already kind of broke down why that's a good play. CJ Cron at 36. One of the Tampa guys I liked yesterday is you can get those. You get lefties and righties versus Cobb, but righties gives up a lot of power to right-handed bats, so it's not a bad play there. The farther down, a cheaper play. He's in the lineup. Mitch Moreland at 34, off to a good start to the year. He can be a cheaper option for you. Mark Canha, I had him yesterday. I prefer him versus lefties, but he's hitting lefties and righties okay to start the year. He's 3,400, first base outfield eligible. Again, prefer him versus lefties. But if you need some punts and some salary saving, it's not a bad one in a game of a total like that. Wind blowing out, it's a good one to pick up value plays indeed. If you're fading Jacob Faria, Pedro Alvarez at 3K, and then Brad Miller at 3K versus Cobb, both nice punt plays for you there. Going to second base, you got the likes of Jeddy Lowry at 46, far and away the best play at the second base position, at least price-wise. High price-wise, he is a great play against Doug Pfister. Love Jeddy Lowry, another big night on Tuesday. When you go down, you got guys like Asdrubal Cabrera at 41. It's not a bad play. It's so much harder for me to pay for him in the 4K range than we used to pay for him when he was in those low threes that we like so much. Lefty's 306, righty's 328 off Waka, so maybe not the best of times to use him. We mentioned Greinke gives up the long ball from time to time, and lefties can hit Greinke. The Phil's total, 3-6. Lefty's 287, righty's 282. Cesar Hernandez at 4K. Can be a part of an interesting contrarian angle in that matchup. Again, watch the weather on all of these games. Farther down you go. We mentioned him yesterday. He's 3,500, second base, third base eligible, but Daniel Robertson of the Rays makes for a nice play. I would have loved to have had him last night instead of Kiki Hernandez, who I had to pivot to when the rainout happened. So they're both 3,400, and it never works well whenever I play Kiki, ever. He always goes off when I don't play him. An interesting play for power upside. If you're looking for home runs, which you know, GPPs, look for the long ball. Jed Jericho, second base, third base eligible. Tons of power and crushes lefties in his career. He's 3,200 against Steven Matz. It's a nice, cheap, cheap price tag. Jerickson Profar, 2,900, second base shortstop eligible. He's hitting like six in that Texas lineup. You know, he's not lighting the world on fire, but for the most part, he had a goose egg last night, but 7, 7, and 12 in his last three. So, you know, $2,900, you can do much, much worse. And then Chase Utley at 29, also an interesting play. As a cheapie. And then Daniel Descalso, we mentioned home run upside. He had his third home run of the year last night. He's 2,800 versus Arrieta. Not a play I'm running to make, but if you want to be contrarian, that's an option. Third base, Jose Ramirez swinging a good bat. He's 4,800 versus Lester. And Chapman at 43, that's a nice price tag, but I like Mike Moustakas at 4,200 versus Chacin. We mentioned lefties versus Chacin. Moustakas at 42 could definitely go to Ding Dong City tonight. Travis Shaw at 41, he went deep again last night. Another great play today against Jason Hamill. So outside of Moose, I like Shaw quite a bit, man. I mentioned game log points just as a reference to how hot a guy is because baseball is a very streaky sport. By no means did you just look at game logs and go, oh, look at boom, boom, boom. No, it's just to let you know how hot he is, like 18, 6, 22, 26, 11. So 11 or more in four of his last five. So 4,100, pretty solid stuff there. If you don't want one of them, Rafael Devers at 4K. So those are pretty much my three favorite third basemen. Moustakas, Shaw, Devers. I like all three of those guys a lot in their matchups. Probably in that order, too. Definitely something to look at. Bright side is Toronto has a dome, so Devers very much will play as long as he's in the lineup. You don't have to worry about the rain there. Daniel Robertson for Tampa Bay at 35 yet again. If you want to go there, then Jed Jericho at 32, another good punt play. If you don't want to use him at second, you can use him at third. As a cheapie, I have no problem with him there. And the Pedro Alvarez, again, at 3K. If you're not using Faria, he is definitely an option. And Descalso at 28. At the shortstop position, you got Machado, who I love. He's 48. He was 55K or 51 yesterday. So 48 today if you're not using Freya. Yes. Even on a short slate like this where there could be rainouts, I have no problem using Machado in a Freya lineup. I'm not, like, you don't stack a lineup, but if you think Freya is still going to go 5 or 6, get 7 or 8, but give up a couple runs, they can be home runs to Machado, just like he did to Kluber, and you'd be so money ahead. It's just another way to differentiate yourself that usually doesn't get talked about, so something to think about there. You know, Lindor is always an intriguing play. Seager had a decent night last night, but Paul DeJong at 41 I like quite a bit against the lefty Mets. I think that's a pretty solid play. Marcus Semien is on fire right now. We usually play him lefties instead of righties, but Fister's just a mess, so 4K for Semien could be a very solid play, especially if he's leading off. Yeah, Ketel Marte at 35, a little too pricey for me, but I get it if you need to on a shorter slate. Other than that, this position's really weak, so, like, you know, again, Jerks and Profar at 29. Maybe check lineups and someone pops up. Acides Escobar is 28. Not a huge fan of his, but you're looking for discounts tonight at some positions. That could be one you look at for sure in that matchup. Let's go to the outfield and wrap her up. You got Mookie Betts at 54. I like quite a bit. JD Martinez at 49 is not bad. He let everybody down yesterday. Chris Davis at 48 is okay. I'm a big fan of Tommy Pham at 47 versus Steven Matz. Like that a ton. Christian Yelich at 46 versus Hamill. I like you. If you're paying attention to the names I mentioned, there's a couple teams that are games I'm liking to target on this slate quite a bit. You go down like Benintendi, not bad at 44, but Lo Kane at 44 versus Hamill. He went deep yesterday in the return to Kansas City. I like him again a lot tonight in that matchup. You got Joey Gallo at 41. Big fan of that. If you guys missed Yoenis Cespedes' absolute 463-foot bomb, go check out the Around the Bases pod, at Around Bases pod handle. Tweeted it out there. Gee, it was rocket into Big Mac land in St. Louis. He's $4,100. You got the Grandy man at 39. You'd prefer not to go lefty-lefty there, even though Erod's got reverse splits where lefties hit him better. You got Ian Happ at 39. He went deep yesterday. Marcell Ozuna's another guy I like at his price point. $3,900 against Matt's. Ozuna crushes left-handed pitching. He'll be hitting cleanup in that order where they're supposed to score some runs. He's kind of slumping right now, so he should go low-owned. So Ozuna at 39 can be interesting to look at the Tommy Pham Ozuna 1-2 punch or something like that. Farther down he goes, Senshu Chu at 36 versus Graveman. Big time upside there. I'm a big Chu fan, especially when he's in these nice price ranges here in this three area. Double digits last night. He's averaging 8.3 a game one of the season at 3,600. You will take that quite a bit. Farther down you go, like Jay Bruce at 36 is okay as a GPP home run dart. Same with Jackie Bradley Jr. at 35. Matt Joyce, you know, hitting second in that A's lineup at 35 against Fister. He'll get overlooked. He's faced a lot of lefties lately, so the numbers don't look great. And he doesn't play a lot for his lefties. Literally, his last three games, he pinch hit. That's all he's done. In his last start, though, 1-for-2, 2 runs, a double, and 2 walks for 13 points. He had 9 points, 11 points. His last three starts, 13, 9, and 11. So that's, again, this is why when you look at game logs, pay attention to what you're looking at. He faced 3 straight lefties, so he didn't start. Now he should be starting back, you know, first or second in that lineup at 3,500. Will go overlooked quite a bit. Nomar Mazara at 35 is another one at that good price point. And Denard Span, Malik Smith for Tampa Bay, both at 35. I like Span a little more. He's at the top of the order. Both very, very solid plays against Alex Cobb. No problem picking on Cobb. Odubel Herrera, if you're looking for that Granky homer, Herrera 3,500. Not horrible there either. So this is why you can afford Kershaw. There's a lot of, you know, plays you can live with in these lower three ranges on almost every position. When you go down farther, Mancini is back at 33 for that homer upside. Jason Hayward at 33. Teoscar Hernandez at 32. He's been crushing baseballs. Not a bad play there at all. Delino DeShields is always worth mentioning just because he gets on and steals like crazy at 32. Harrison Bader, if he cracks the St. Louis lineup as a discount at 32, he'll get on and run two against Steven Matz. So I don't hate that as some value if you're going that direction. Once you get down below 3K, though, it gets very bleak. Like Nick Williams at 29 could be a punt. Lourdes Gurriel for Toronto at 28 could definitely be a punt. Not hating that at all. Other than that, though, we're going to want to check lineups because it's really hit and miss down here. Like Brandon Guyer at 27, usually a lefty killer. He's been playing horrible to start the year. So you're not like running to play him. Anthony Santander at 26 for Baltimore is an option. Hernan Perez at 26 if he cracks the lineup. So like I said, check the lineups and see what comes out, because usually we can find a couple guys below three. There's not a lot to like down there, but there's enough in the 35s and 32s. You can make it work. All right, that wraps up your bats on this 8-game slate. Let's recap the pitching. You got Kershaw all by himself up top. In the middle, you got Arrieta and Bauer in that order. And then down below, you got Faria and Erod in that order. Let's go BVP. I'll go through the whole day in case you're playing the early slates. Also, Wellington Castillo, 2-for-3 with 2 homers off King Felix. The Mariners versus Shields is a good idea. Teams hitting 339 with 12 homers. Got D. Gordon, 5-for-7 with a triple. Kyle Seager, 8-for-20 with a double and 3 home runs. Here's your BVP that don't lie. Robbie Cano hitting 413. 38-for-92. That is a good sample size. 9 doubles, 2 triples, 6 home runs. Ichiro Suzuki, 20-for-62, 2 doubles, a triple, and a homer. Zunino and Nelly Cruz have both taken him deep. So lots to like there. Josh Reddick, 4-for-7, 2 doubles off Nick Tropiano. Mariznick, 2-for-2 with a homer. Pujols, 7-for-26, 3 doubles and a homer off Verlander. It's a 269 average. As a team, the Angels are hitting .123 off of Verlander. DJ LeMahieu, 5-for-17, 2 doubles off Tyson Ross. Arenado's got 2 homers, Blackman 1. Will Myers, 7-for-21, 2 doubles and a homer off John Gray. Headley, Spangenberg, Azuyahe, and AJ Ellis have all taken John Gray deep. Gregor Blanco, 5-for-9, 2 doubles off Scherzer. Panda, 3-for-11, 2 homers. Not much else to like there. Trey Turner, 4-for-7, 1 double and a homer off Samardzija. Matt Adams, 7-for-14, 2 doubles, 2 homers. Matt Adams usually gets those daytime starts, so keep an eye on that one. Probably gives Zimmerman the day off there, so Adams might be in like cleanup in that matchup. Be a good punt play against Samardzija. Again, on these 4-game slates, I mentioned Machado versus Faria in the same lineup. These 4-game slates, you can definitely mix and match some guys against. You know, if you use Samardzija, don't feel bad about using guys like Adams, or if you use Verlander, don't feel bad about using a guy like Trout or, you know, a mediocre bat in the Angels lineup that has home run potential, because Verlander will give up the long ball. When you stroll down farther, Corey Dickerson, 7-for-13, 2 doubles and a homer off Jordan Zimmerman. Freese, 4-for-11, a double and a homer. Neil Walker hit 375 off Lance Lynn, 15-for-40, 4 doubles, 2 triples, 3 home runs. Dozier, 4-for-11, 2 homers off Sonny Gray. Castro, 4-for-11, a double and a homer. Sano's taking him deep. Okay, the evening slate. Rajay Davis hit 304 versus Lester. If he's leading off or in the lineup, could be interesting. 14-for-46, 3 doubles, 3 triples, and a homer. Edwin's taking him deep twice. Adam Jones, 4-for-10 with a double and a homer off Faria. Odubel Herrera, 3-for-10 with a homer off Granke. Goldie's taking Arrieta deep. He's hitting 235. Peralta, 5-for-17, 3 doubles. Russell Martin, 4-for-12 with a double and a homer off Erod. Kendrys Morales, 5-for-16 with a double and a homer. Jackie Bradley, 4-for-11 with a homer off Sanchez. JT Realmuto, 3-for-7, a double and a homer off Kershaw. If you want a cheapie there. Delino DeShields, 4-for-7 off of Graveman. Beltre will be out. Gallo's taking him deep. Matt Olson, 1-for-3 with a homer off Fister. Lucoy, 3-for-10 with a homer. Lowry, 9-for-29, 4 doubles and a triple. Paul DeJong, 3-for-3, 2 homers off Mats. Pham, 4-for-4 with a homer. Ozuna, 4-for-13 with a double. Molina's taking him deep. Did you see why I might like them versus Mats? Suspendus, 2-for-6 with a homer off Waka. Frazier's taking him deep twice. Lucas Duda, 4-for-7 with a double and 2 homers. He's another cheap $3,200 first baseman you could like tonight. Perez, 2-for-5 with a homer. Moustakas, 3-for-6, 2 doubles. John Jay's even taking him deep. That's a cheap outfielder leading off in that matchup you could look at. Forgot to mention him. Ryan Braun hitting 355 off of Hamels, 11-for-31 with a double and 4 home runs. Ryan Braun on the list. Put him on the list. Hernan Perez, 7-for-15 for 2 doubles. I mentioned him as a cheapie if he cracks the lineup. So it's going to be a very interesting night. A night that I recommend jumping in the Sports DGen Slack chat, as we will be chatting it up. Hey guys, you guys are building it up and building it up nicely. Very active yesterday, even when I'm not around. That's what I like to see. Talk with each other, help each other out. That's the beauty of it. I don't have to be there all day. Mitch doesn't have to be there. There doesn't have to be someone there answering questions all day. You guys can help each other out. That's the beauty of the forum. We're all there for each other. I'll be there in and out throughout the day, and I'll do my best to be there before lock and knock everything down. We will talk about the early slate in there for sure, and we'll talk about the late slate throughout the day as lineups come out, as weather gets going. It's not a place to come and just get handouts for lineups. It's a place to come and talk about the slate, ask questions, and break it down that way. So with that being said, Check us out at TheSportsDegens on Twitter, TheSportsDegens.com. Jesse put out the Volvo China Open DFS preview for the Euro Tour as the PGA is playing the Zurich group play event this week. So that's the only DFS you got. We got Around the Base with Bubba and Mo, episode 61, recording tonight. And then we got Bench with Bubba, episode 89 with Elliot Chris, talking NFL draft. Highly recommend checking that out. But much, much more coming up this week at the Sports Degens. You got the UCL action from Francesco out there as well. So check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. I'm at BDAndrew. Check out Draft in your app store under Draft or Draft.com. Promo code SD Sports when you check out for a free $3 tournament. But until then, this was your MLB DFS Quick Hits Wednesday edition, April 25th. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.